I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Bingo, how you been?
All right.
Yeah, a lot going on at Nary.
We're just trying to take a little breather from a little rest. That tour of homes, took a lot of stuff. And then what happens when you have a good, successful tour of homes? Be careful what you wish for. A lot of people calling.
Right.
All those contractors all got leads, so we're all busy taking care of all that.
That's good. We had a couple back-to-back with the show and then tour remodel homes, and that was a good year, no doubt. We got the golf outing for the foundation coming up in July.
Right. And another thing I want to bring about the tour of homes, we had the soiree the Friday night before.
Yeah, I was there. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, we raised $10,000. Last year, we were at $15,000. We're on pace to be able to donate more than that for the war of cancer.
Yeah, for Team Phoenix. And a couple of weeks prior to this, it was actually a week prior to the event, the doctor that invented Team Phoenix. And if you didn't hear that show, it was the first time in the history of the Nary show that I needed to go to a break because one of the guests was in tears. This doctor's so passionate about Team Phoenix and the stuff that she's doing. And if you haven't heard, what it is after a woman has, she's a surgeon, with breast cancer, and she started this a few years ago after woman got done having the surgery and getting healthy after breast cancer surgery. She said, look, let's see if we can get a couple of survivors to run a triathlon. And they did it. And I said, were these athletes? And she said, no, at times there are women that don't know how to swim. We have to teach them how to swim. Or they can't walk a quarter of a mile. And we end up, they train with us. We have all these trainers that get involved in this thing. And at the end of the day, they finish a triathlon. Now, they're not running the whole time. They're walking or they're biking a little bit. But they finish. And she's so passionate about it. And she said, look, I didn't realize this would become so personal to me. So for us to raise money to continue this mission that she has of Team Phoenix, man, I can't. I'm so pleased with Nary right now for donating money there.
It's one of those when you see a cause like that. It's one of those causes, And then we took a tour of the facility last year, and we look at it. And it's just because that you see these big promotions, all these fundraisers, and all those things. And you're like, yeah, where's your money actually go?
Right.
But this one, I mean, you look and see the work that they do. I mean, it really
makes
a difference.
Exactly where it's going. So I'm excited. Tuesday we're going to have that. That dollar amount that, and there is a foundation that's going to match what we're giving.
Right. So that's like double the fund.
Double it. If we can get to 20, that was the goal. If we can get to 20, and then Jason from J&J Contractors said, maybe we can get to 25. And so, because that was the limit that the foundation said, look, we'll match dollar for dollar up to $25,000. So even if we hit our goal at 20, now it's 40. And that goes a long way for the people at Team Phoenix. So I'm really, really impressed with the people at Nary Milwaukee and everything that we're doing for that. So, hey, let me introduce our special guest today. He is from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Gary Mahuda. Gary, how you been?
I'm doing great.
Man, thanks for coming.
Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and I reached out to Gina Della and said, I know that you're scheduled to be in this week. But I want to bring Gary in for a specific reason. There was a woman here at Entercon that reached out to me last Sunday, I believe it was, and said, hey, look, some friends of mine, really good friends of mine, they've talked to one window company. They would like to talk to possibly Pella, and they have a scheduled meeting with Pella, and then they've got a third company that they're going to bring in, and then they're going to sit down, take a breath, and decide the windows they want to go with. And so I reached out to Gina and I said, hey, can you tell me who's meeting with them? And it was you. And I said, look, here's, would you let Gary know that this is really good friend of mine here at the station? This is really good friends of theirs. Take good care of them. And if there's anything you need from me, let me know. And they decided to not go to the third meeting. They canceled that meeting and decided to go with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin because of the job that you did introducing the products to them. And they said, look, this is what's perfect for us. We're going to be this home a long time. And we're going to end up saving money in the long run by getting the best window on the market, is their quote. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. It was a great meeting them. I mean, it's a great family. We just really hit it off. I mean, Tim, actually, we know a bunch of the same people.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to work with them, and it just kind of fit in, and we had a great time. And their poor little daughter had strep throat the day, and she had some suckers and telling me stories and showing me the dolls and stuff like that. But it was a really good time. We had a great time.
We're going to try to have Tim join us here in studio today. The problem is he gets off work at 4 a.m. And, you know, he's a police officer, right?
Yes. Sergeant from MPD. Yep.
Yeah. And he's got a tough shift, man. He's got a tough shift where he is taking care of business in the downtown area, you know, on a Friday night at 3 a.m. and said, hey, look, if you wake up in time and you turn on the show and you want to call in or you text me, we'll call you. But don't worry about it. Can we talk about that process that you had with them? You went in, and this is a home I think they've been in for a year or so, and they're looking to stay in this home for a really long time. And he said, when I talked to Tim, he said, look, we probably aren't going to do the whole house. Is that okay? And I said, yeah. You know, at Pella, you can do one window if you want. You can do two windows if you want. So no worries on that. Talk about the process and what they were looking for and how you were able to talk to them about Pella.
Yeah, my pleasure. No, we sat down and we kind of just go through everything. And we sit down, we introduce ourselves, we talk about each other. I mean, let's see what's going on. What can I help you with? And they gave me their ideas. You know, listen, we want to do this. We want to do this. Well, one of the things that we do here at Pella with our Pella Care Inspection is we literally go around the house and we measure everything up. And I say, listen, let's just put it all on one page. Let's see if it makes sense.
Right. Now, when you do that, and look, I was going to get into this later in the show, but in our pre-show meeting, I doing research for the show this morning, I read this quote from another window company, not in this state, but the question was, how do you provide an accurate window quote without coming to my home? And the answer was, it actually takes window companies very little time to collect the info they need to provide you with a quote. Those typical two-hour in-home window quotes are usually filled with a bunch of sales pressure and pricing games. And I totally disagree with that. Look, before I met with Mandy Clough, who is a rep with Pella, my wife and I, she called and said, Mike, you're going to have to put together, it's going to be about an hour and a half, hour, 45-minute meeting. And in my head, I said, no chance. Sure, Mandy, you can put that aside, but you're going to come to my house. I'm going to get you in and out in 15 minutes in my head, because that's what happened when we went with somebody before I met Gina Della and started working with Pella. That's what we did. And we had a company come in. It was a guy that I know. And that was a 15-minute meeting. And if you want to talk to somebody who's totally upset right now, talk to my wife, Terry. One of the windows we had put in, we can't keep open to have the screen. It keeps sliding down, and we don't know why. And this is before we met with Gina and Mandy. And so then we went through that process. And I'm telling you, the first time I looked at my clock, she was there for an hour. And the second time I looked, it was coming up on 2 hours, and we weren't done yet. And it was all really interesting information. So when I told you, and you looked at that question, you said, man, I totally disagree, as I do with that. It's not a 15-minute meeting.
No, it's not at all. When I read that, I almost crossed it off and threw it back at you, because it's not. You can't. Sure, I can go up to a window. I can measure it in 10 seconds and tell you, okay, fine, this is what it's going to be. I'll email you a quote. No. We don't work that way. We want to explain how we're going to install it. How do you want us to install it? What do you want? What are you looking for? It's more listening to what they want, not just going in there and, you know, hey, here's what it's going to be. Let's make a deal.
And there's choices. You guys have a lot of choices to make. There weren't any. There was no choices in the meeting that we had prior to the one with Mandy. It was, here's the window. this is the size you need. This is one we can put it in. Here's the contract. Sign it. And that's basically what it was. And guess what? That's what we got. Mm-hmm. Because the window, again, doesn't stay open. And it every time my wife goes to open it and it just starts closing, she looks at me like it's my fault.
I can help you with that, though.
I know you can. I'm going to
give you a stick or something.
I don't want a stick. I don't want that. The house is starting to look pretty good. Last 2 weeks I had Zach from Creative Construction in Wisconsin come over and help me out with some stuff. We had Bayview Shade and Blind there yesterday to make the Pella windows look really good, all except the one window on the side, and it's driving my wife nuts. So the 15 minute.
I was going to say something because my Pella rep. What I like about Pella is they listen to you, right? And they sell you what you need, not what you want. You know, this is what I want. I want this. Well, yeah, but what you really need is this, and that's what I like about them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's what, look, Mandy and Gina, when they came, that's exactly what it was. I had an idea on what I wanted, and they said, look, you don't really actually need that. Let us show you this. It's going to be a little bit less expensive, but here's the reason you need this rather than what you want. And I agree with you on that. So that idea of, look, just email me the size of your windows and I'll send you a quote. You can sell against that all day long.
There's so many variable factors, though. I mean, you can tell me your size of your window, tell you how much it is. I got to look at the outside. I got to see what kind of siding you have. I got to see the inside. There's a whole bunch of stuff, but I have to have eyes on it, and we have to talk. We have to really talk about it.
Hey, before we get to a break, we got a couple minutes before we go to a break. Your background, it's not like you've been in windows your whole life.
No.
What did you do before this?
I was actually in technical support for medical equipment for over 6 years.
How'd you get into Pella then? How'd you get into windows?
It's through my brother, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was it's a long story on that. I kind of helped him get into Pella. He helped me get into Pella. It's kind of worked full circle. And I wish I would have made the change many, many years ago, but I'm happy where I'm at here.
Yeah, you're in year three, right? You're in season three for you?
Yeah, season three, absolutely, man. It's just, it feels like 10 years.
Hey, the President's Club meeting up in Green Bay?
Yep.
You were there for that?
Yep.
Did you see what John did to me? John Calliwerts, owner of Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin? Do you know he did this? So I'm sitting at the table during dinner, and Wayne Larrivee is speaking, and brother John speaking, mm-hmm. And I leaned over to John and I said, hey, you got to speak today? He goes, yeah. I said, you going to motivate these boys? He's like, no, that's not me. I said, well, you better find that inner you in about 10 minutes, pal, right? So I challenged him. He gets up and he says, hey, look, I've been told I'm supposed to motivate the room. Well, you know that's not me, but thank goodness I have a surrogate. Mike McGivern, come on up. He called me like that wasn't planned. And I thought, oh, boy, I can't believe you just did that to me. That was a really fun, other than being about 40 below zero that night.
That was terrible.
How cold. All we had to do was walk about a half a block, and I'm telling you, I had no eyebrows left by the time we got over there.
I think the wind chill was minus 32 that evening.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But in that room, there's some good, man, that was a talented group of people in that room, man. Yeah, and you guys compete against each other.
We do. It's fun. It's fun.
That's a tough group to compete against because there are some guys that everybody stood up and said, look, how long have you been with Pella? 3 years, 2 years, 17 years, 41 years, mm-hmm. 12 years. Man, there are some people in that room that had a lot of experience with Pella.
A lot of great people. I mean, we're the best staff in the world. We really are.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if you're not, Gina Dell is going to make you.
She will. She will, absolutely. She has more passion than anyone I've ever met. She's so great.
Look, 110 pounds, and she scares the living daylights out of me. I'm just telling you right now. And she, you want to talk about passion? And she knows this stuff inside and out, and she's just, like you said, she's a really good trainer. I think she trains people up really well. And that's one of the parts about Pella and the Pella difference is you guys go through a lot of training, man. Yeah, they don't just say, okay, you want to sell windows, go sell windows.
No, absolutely not. No, it's a vigorous process. It goes through. I mean, it's 5, 6, 7 weeks of going on ride-alongs. It's sitting in the office doing things, listening the way Gina does everything. And it's
where'd you go to high school, by the way?
Muskego.
I'm surprised the Muskego guy stuck around and made it through that Pella thing.
Hey, no, come on, just kidding. Come on, no.
I'm just kidding. Hey, man, we are talking Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin with Gary Mahuta. You can go to PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. They've got the Entry Door Envy program right now. We're going to talk about entry doors coming up pretty quick. $250 off or 0% financing for 4 years. $250 off each door or 0% financing for 4 years. It's the Entry Door Envy, courtesy of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch belly.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, he's Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction in Wisconsin. Our special in-studio guest, Gary Mahuta. He's from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. Speaking of doors, and that's what we ended last segment on, again, Entry Door Envy is the deal going on right now, $250 off or 0% financing for 4 years on entry doors and patio doors. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this segment, about that kind of stuff. And you said, yeah, just throw anything you want at me and I'll do my best to answer it. So I appreciate it. Again, not bad for a boy from Muskego.
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Good football program.
One state this year, first time ever.
So the Thursday, you know, I'm the sideline reporter for Thursday Night Lights, yep. High school football game of the week, and we just came out with our schedule. Game one, Milwaukee Marquette at Muskego.
I'm going to get destroyed.
Who will?
Marquette.
There you go. Yeah, there's a prediction.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. Hey, the difference between patio doors and French doors, can you explain the difference between those two for me?
Well, your French doors, if you ever see the in-swing, elegant, you know, think about, you open the doors, the wind blows in your hair. Well, there's your in-swing patio door right there, French doors, if you will. Your patio door is your typical sliding door.
Okay.
Slide left, slide right.
Do you sell more patio doors or French doors, do you think?
Personally, I sell more sliding patio doors.
That whole, and Bingo, I think you'll agree with me, that whole category has changed. It's just changed because the products have gotten better. The Pella products have gotten a lot better. You know, it used to be that everybody, if you were going to, like, lock your door, it never locks. You had to put a stick in
security
there.
Security was always a big problem with patio doors.
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, then patio doors just in general just always were a problem.
Right. And you know what? The roller would come off or whatever. Those days are kind of over with the patio doors that you guys sell at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just technology's come full circle, and we've really made a staple to be out there. And so it's why we're number one in the industry out there. And we take pride in how we manufacture our product. And we know we're selling the best.
You know, what's interesting is Bill Michaels, who's on our 105.7 FM, The Fan, and he's a big Pella guy. He, him and his wife, Sherry, bought a house, and they had already had Pella windows and Pella, one Pella patio door. The other two were not. And both of them were messed up, and the lock didn't work. And he said, look, I travel. You know, I go throughout the state, and I want to make sure my wife and kids are safe, and can Pella help me? And I said, sure. So I got Gene involved, and he ended up buying two new patio doors. Excuse me. And a buddy of his, who is a vice president of Budweiser, heard him talking about it and sent him a text, said, can I come see those patio doors? Because I can't find the right company to work with. He said, yeah, come on over. And Pella this guy just put in an order for three patio doors and a bunch of windows because Bill Michaels just raved about it. And he said, look, these patio doors are not going to be easy to replace because they're big, giant doors. And you guys came out like champs, man, took care of it. And again, he was at the soiree that we were talking about, him and his wife, Sherry, talking about these patio doors to people that compete with you guys. They were like, hey, I don't want to hear about that, man. We, you know what? We do pretty good patio doors. He's like, not as good as Pella. So, you know what? I appreciate what you guys did for him.
We love hearing stories like that. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Even when I'm out socially, or, you know, hear someone who has windows and they just promote us as the best. And I just love hearing it.
You know, my brother, John, who obviously I talk to about on a daily basis, he in his condo downtown, he got a whole bunch of Pella windows. The thing that he said, look, I didn't realize, first of all, how expensive it was for me to heat my condo and keep air conditioning in. He said the thing that completely threw him, and it threw me as well, is how quiet all of a sudden it gets. Like, it gets really quiet. And you're thinking, well, no cars are driving past my house anymore? Hold on a second. And he told me the same thing. He said, look, down where he lives, you can see the lake. And he, about every weekend, there's fireworks. And he's like, I barely hear the fireworks anymore, which is really unusual. So you get that a lot, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And it's even one of the questions when we're sitting down and going through is what, you know, what are the problems? What are you having? Is noise, that's one of the big questions I ask, is noise a problem? And if it is, this is going to help reduce that decibel level. It's going to be more quiet, more comfortable, more energy efficient.
The worst thing I could have done, and I don't know if you know my brother John at all, but the worst thing I could have done is set him up with somebody and then have him not be happy, because I would never hear the end of it. And now it's like, you know what, I'm his favorite brother because of the whole Pella thing. So, you know, I appreciate, again, when Gina walked in with the group, you know, my brother does stand-up, and his stand-up when he talks about Pella, he said, I thought they were moving in. First of all, I thought Gina was 6 feet tall until she took her heels off, and then she's, you know, she's about 5'4". Mm-hmm. And he said, and because of what they were carrying in, I thought they were moving in for a couple of days. But everything that they brought, they needed in order to tell me about the whole Pella difference. Hey, getting back to doors real quick, are French doors more expensive than regular patio doors?
You will, as you go through, you'll see that French doors can end 10 to 20% more expensive than a sliding patio door. But there's a lot of additional moving parts. There's more elegance involved there. So it's, at the end of the day, it's what do you want?
Right. You know, you keep getting back to that. I like that. You keep getting back to, look, it depends on what you want and what you need, rather than what I'm here to sell you if I'm here to sell you anything.
You know, that's it. And it's all about listening, you know, discovering questions. Find out, what is it you want? I have everything. I have everything and anything you need. What is it that you want, and how can I help you?
Hey, how early in the conversation do you ask, look, is this a home you're going to stay in for a while? Getting back to Tim, the difference was, he said, look, we're going to stay in this house for a really long time. This is not 3 years and we're out, 5 years and we're going to move to a different school district. This is our dream house. This is the house that we're going to, my child's going to grow up here. And so is that a big part of the conversation that you guys have?
It's a strong part of the conversation. I wouldn't say big, but in fact, I go through when I'm asking questions and we're just having a conversation like you and I are here today. It's, hey, how long do you plan to stay here? You know, because then the warranties are going to, you're going to benefit from warranties. You're going to benefit from the beauty, energy savings, all that kind of stuff for many years to come. And it's just, again, instead of coming in here and directing you to, hey, listen, I think you need to do this. Tell me what you want. I'm here to help you.
Yeah. And we're talking to Gary Mahuta from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. PellaWI.com is where you need to go. And again, they have an entry door program this month. It's $250 off or 0% financing for 4 years. They've got some great deals going on in windows as well. PellaWI.com is where you need to go to get that information. Gary, but if somebody says, hey, look, we're going to be in this house for a year and we're going to be moving out where my husband wants to be out in this area. And so the windows are really bad. That's a different animal, right?
It's difficult because, yeah, they'll say, we're not going to go ahead and invest in Pella. And everyone thinks that Pella's number one in price out there. And it's just false. It's false. But however, they say, we're only going to be here for a year. Well, then the real touching point on that is, hey, resale value.
Right.
Brand recognition. Pella sells. You put Pella on MLS, people's eyes focus on that. You're going to get a return on your investment.
And there's a number of options. I mean, again, my wife and I, we've been in our house a long time, and we plan on staying there for a while. And so there was like a middle option for us that was perfect. Price-wise, it was right where we thought it was going to be. Efficiency, it checked all the boxes that we needed. If we were a house that, you know, was down on Lake Drive in that area, maybe we would have gone one step up. But this is exactly what we needed, was that there was a less expensive option for us, but it didn't make sense because we were going to stay in the house a little bit longer. Even the less expensive option is a really good window.
It is. And there's a Pella for everyone. There's a Pella for everyone. We can get Pella in every house in America. We really can.
Hey, getting back to doors real quick, are wood exterior doors energy efficient? I'm sure you get asked that a lot. But do you guys sell a lot of wood doors?
Natural wood doors, we really don't.
Okay.
We really don't. Everything now is really focused on our wood grain fiberglass, which gives you the look of wood, the feel of wood, the swing of wood. And it's just natural beauty, and it's going to give you fiberglass energy efficiency, durability. That's going to exceed what a wood door can do for you.
Yeah, I would think that is that probably 80% of the doors you sell personally?
I would say probably
95%.
Yeah.
It's a really good door. Last question before we get to the break. Patio doors, I get asked this, and I wonder if you do. Should they swing in or should they swing out? And does it really matter?
It's a preference. It's your choice. Typically, you're going to see a French door that's going to swing in.
Right.
And what you're then going to have is you're going to have two outswinging screen doors.
Okay.
So that's kind of how it works that way in opposite directions. But typically, you see those doors swing in.
And I guess it depends, too, on the area, right? If you got a small area, it's a smaller door. If it's a cramped area, you have to think one way. And if you have, like, all the room that you need, then you can look at it a whole different way. I can't imagine 3 years ago you ever thought that you'd know so much about windows and doors, man.
I can't say it was on my bucket list to know everything about windows and doors. But now over the years, I can say, yes, I'm a true professional and knowledgeable in the industry.
Hey, so if you go to a housewarming party or a buddy buys a new house, can you just walk in or do you look right at the doors and windows and start going, what were you thinking?
I do that every single time. And even just driving down the house. Driving on the road, every house. Okay, there's that. You just drawn to it, and it's the first thing. I'm on my buddy's tail about getting some new windows here, and I say, listen, my godson, he's cold in the wintertime. Let's get this living room done, and
What's your buddy's name?
Rob Erickson, and he will not budge. And I think we're going to get him this year, though. I think
Rob Erickson, if you're listening, look, go to PellaWI.com, get the best deal you can, and then give your buddy Gary a call. And if he's not taking care of you, call me, because I know a lot of Pella people that will take really good care of you. Again, PellaWI.com. He's Gary Mahuta from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. My co-host is Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons. He's my co-host this week. Special in studio guest, he's a good one, Gary Mahuta, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. Couple of more questions for doors. Sorry about that. No. We're going to get to windows, I promise.
Lay it on me, Mike.
I promise you. And Rob Erickson, if he's not listening, you better get him to listen because he's going to get he needs to get those windows.
I'll shoot him a text message.
You don't want your godson getting cold.
No, man.
Don't do that. Hey, what are some of the warning signs that patio doors showing wear and tear and starting to fail? You know, we talked a little bit about those. I just think there's, again, the old ones just broke so often. But if somebody's like, look, I think I can get through another winter with this patio door, another summer with this thing. What are some of the warning signs that these things are starting to wear and tear and need to get changed out?
Well, on non-Pella replacements, we'll go into homes, wood windows, wood patio doors, the rotting. The rotting, the beaten up by the UV rays, things like that. Screen doors, you know, rocky screen doors, hard to open. Doors coming off the track. One big thing is you see the seal failure, so you get that fogginess
right
in the door itself where you can't clean it from the inside or the outside. That's a telltale sign you've lost your argon gas. You have zero energy efficiency there.
So, and we're still talking about like a patio door. Can somebody call Pella to replace the glass if it's not a Pella product? Or do you guys suggest that you replace the whole door?
Not if it's a non-Pella, no.
Okay.
No, and there's some restrictions on what we can do with our doors for replacements. You know, operating panels, we can go ahead and replace that for you. But typically, we don't get questions and problems of Pella products. It's
right.
An old product that they want to get into a Pella product.
Like the guy that we talked about from Budweiser, you know, yep. What? It wasn't, and even Bill Michaels, the one door is a Pella door and it worked perfectly. Mm-hmm. The other two are not. And those are the ones that, you know, he freaked out about because if he's out of town for a couple of nights, he wanted to make sure those locked and they didn't lock. And the window was foggy all the time and he couldn't figure out why, and that's why. Mm-hmm. And so they got those completely replaced. Do you get calls more for windows or for doors, or is that a total combination?
It's a total combination. And primarily we'll get more windows, but it kind of goes in spurts. We'll get a whole bunch of door appointments. We'll get a whole bunch of window appointments. It really, it's a mix and match.
Yeah, does it matter to you, or are you pretty comfortable with both?
I just want to help everyone.
Yeah?
Just want to help. It doesn't matter what we're doing. Because a window's going to turn into a door, hopefully. A door's going to turn into a window. Window's going to turn into five windows. We're going to fill your whole house, and we're going to take care of you.
You know, you had talked earlier, and this is a question that somebody that I work with had. And I said, look, I can tell you that that's changed, and I don't know where that came from. But the question was, look, we're tight on budget. Can we really afford Pella windows? And that for somebody put that out and said, okay, and it stuck. And so when I said, hey, we got some Pella windows, I had people from my church go, oh, wow, things are going pretty well for you. You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, I price-wise, pretty much with everybody else, I thought, right?
Yeah, we couldn't be in business 100 years if we weren't competitive in price.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Bingo, when we were doing a pre-show meeting, you talked about the amount of people now that talk about Pella in such a positive part of you know, when you talk about windows and doors, the reputation that Pella has now is really incredible.
Yeah, Pella's been around for a while, but I do a lot of historic restoration. I work on old homes, and Pella's found a way to match the historic looks of a lot of. They have so many different designs now that you can pass historical credits and all that stuff that you need to.
You know, that's the part, and Bingo, you brought that up in our meeting before the show, that the retail side of this is what Pella's really sticking their flag into right now. And has gotten this reputation of, you know, being the company to go to when it comes to that.
Yeah, because when you have a window, you know, when you work, you know, like I said, I do a lot of historical work, and you got to follow their guidelines. The reason why I stay in business as stucco is because it's a stucco home. They want to match stucco. They want the windows to match. They want the 1-inch reveal. They want everything to be the same as what was always there. And Pella found a way to make a lot of windows look like the old ones.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage for you guys. Hey, quick question. Let's go back to Tim if we can.
Yeah.
So they ordered these windows. What's the process now? So you go out there and you meet with them and they say, hey, look, you know, Gary, you're right. We want to go with you. Can you walk us through then what happens next and kind of the timeline between now and when the windows get put in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's exactly what we went over with Tim and Lindsay is, you know, we made the decision right there at the table. Hey, this is what we're going to do. We're doing the patio door. We're doing the couple 3-wide windows, et cetera. We got the whole order set. And now what I let them know, what happens next?
Right.
So we schedule the order verification, similar to what would have happened when you did your home.
Sure.
So we live by the theory, measure twice, cut once, right? So we come back a couple days later, and myself and Jeff went back out there Wednesday afternoon to meet with them, just measured everything up, confirmed the colors, et cetera, and then that's it. The order gets placed with Pella, and we're at about a 4 to 6 week lead time before we get those installed.
4 to 6 weeks. So, look, if you're thinking by fall, I want to have this thing done, let's start looking at it now. Because, again, you guys have great deals going on right now, but don't wait until October and November thinking, well, it's a 2-week process, because it's not. It's going to take a bit. You guys are going to come out, like you said, measure twice, cut once.
I want to clarify that 4 to 6 week lead time, because that runs the same problem with our people. We say, yeah, we're behind by about 2 months or so. So then you call you up in 2 months. Say, yeah, why don't you come and do it? No, you need to order it then, not call me up and figure it in 6 weeks.
You know what? That's a great point. You know what? If you want them to put in 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, you got to do it now. You're not going to wait 4 to 6 weeks and say, okay, I'm ready for you. Because there's a lot that goes into this thing. I didn't realize, too, that, you know, not only did when the windows came in and we set that day up, I mean, there was 4 or 5 guys that came out. One guy was ahead, and he was making sure everything was done right. When they left, there was no cleanup involved. Everything was gone. The windows open and closed the way they should be. And then Mandy comes back. Then once they're done, you're going to come back and make sure they're happy, sit down with them, answer any questions that they have. I thought she was just doing that because I'm big time Mike McGivern. No, absolutely not. She said, look, we do this for all of our customers.
We're here for you at the start, during the process, after the process, down the road, we're always here for you.
Here's the other part. Once they were in, I'm so comfortable that if I do have any kind of issue, all I have to do is give Mandy a call. I can call her at any time and say, hey, look, if the window that won't stay up was a Pella window, this thing would have been looked at and fixed by now. but it hasn't been. And that's, again, what upsets my wife. But you guys, you're not running. Once you get the order, you're still there. You're still there with me if I need you.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we really press, and I know I press during my appointments, is, listen, what makes us different is, hey, single source accountability. It's me. I'm your guy. There's no middlemen involved. You call me with anything you need, questions, comments, concerns, or let me know you just like the window.
And so if there's any issues, if the window needs any repair, minor or major, you're the guy to call then after you sell them.
Absolutely. Any questions, comments, concerns, you got a problem, if you're just not sure.
Right.
Some people are not sure. Hey, I got a question. Hey, I'll answer that for you. Or if we need to get servers to come out there and take a look at it, we'll do that too.
Yeah. How much referral business? You must get a lot of referral business, I would assume.
We try. I mean, yeah. 90% of our business comes from referrals. I mean,
80%, the other 20 comes from really good advertising that you do.
Oh, this is true. I take back the statement Gary before. We're going to do an 80-20.
And maybe 75-25. Gary, we'll talk a lot about the whole.
We'll see if we can do that double hung window of yours. Then we'll go 75-25.
The whole digital stuff you do. And some really good creative advertising on 105.7 FM The Fan.
You guys do great. We appreciate hearing that every time.
Yeah, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Bill Michaels. It's good stuff. It really is. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap it up. He's Gary Mahuta. He's with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Just got a text from Gina. So be on your P's and Q's, pal. Go to PellaWI.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Mike McGiver alongside Gary Mahuta from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. He's our special guest this week. This week's co-host, Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Gary, during the break, we're talking about the whole insulation part.
Oh, I have a question about insulation.
Go ahead.
This is all I think. What's the strangest installation you ever done?
The strangest installation? Well, I personally have not done an installation, but I've been at a bunch of them. Strangest, I don't know if I can even come up with a...
It was probably a Pella window. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. Someone put one in the upper stairways in like a hallway so that you could open a window and yet shelt down the stairs.
Really?
Yeah. So I thought, to me, that was kind of strange.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's really different. So if you're looking for something like that, Gary would be the guy to give a call to, or go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. Hey, the insulation part of it, when you install the windows, and I've said this on the show before, I can buy the most expensive window on the market, and if it's not installed properly, it's a $40 window, and it doesn't I always giggle when people have, you know, you look in the newspaper and it's like windows $49 or whatever, or, you know, get 10 windows for $1,000. Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, yeah, they're like made out of cellophane or something.
And they're not installed properly is what I'm thinking. The guys that install for you are Pella certified, right?
Correct.
So they work for Pella.
Absolutely.
And they certainly go through as much training as you guys do, if not more, to make sure that they're installing these Pella windows correctly, or again, it's not going to do what as a sales guy, you're telling me as a consumer, they're going to do.
Absolutely. It's a vigorous process that we go through for the certification for these guys. You know, they're annually bonded, insured, background check, drug screen, the whole nine yards on that. You're never going to have a non-certified Pella representative on your property. These guys are the best in the world. This is what they do, and they are certainly the best at it. Because you're right. If you spend whatever amount of money on a window when it's not installed properly, it's a $40 window.
Right. Hey, it's Tim and Lindsay, right?
Tim and Lindsay, yes.
Yep. So they've set the contract with you in the order. Is there anything that they're going to need to do at their home prior to the insulation team coming in to install their new windows?
There are. So I go through the process. When I was there, we walk around the windows and I say, listen, your window treatments, they got to come down. Just give us a little bit of room to work with. Don't break your back doing it, but just give us a few feet of room to work with so someone my size with a tool belt can fit in there.
Sure.
A lot of work's done from the outside, but we do have to put runners and drop cloths on the inside and do some work from the interior. But take some pictures off the wall.
Pictures off the wall was the other part.
Yeah, pictures off the wall and the walls that it's going to be coming out on. Take the blinds down, move the furniture just a little bit, and we'll take it from there.
What happens to the old windows?
Oh, we'll take those away from you. We don't charge you for that. We take, unless you for some reason want to keep them,
right,
just as to look back on, we're going to take those for you. We dispose of them. No additional charge. We get rid of them, leave you with the beautiful product in a day or two, and there you go.
Hey, many people ask, I can't imagine anybody saying, can I keep the old windows? But if they do, you'll leave them.
Every once in a while.
Really?
They will. Some people will do, there's certain things with glass.
Okay.
Some people are real eco-friendly, so they don't want that being thrown away. They want to try to recycle the window and do something special with it. I've seen some pretty creative little garden boxes and stuff they've done with windows. So if you want to keep them, my guys will keep them for you.
Yeah, never thought about it other than you guys taking these, right? Let's get these things out. You know, we as salespeople in all of our businesses, we have to come up with like an elevator pitch, right? So when somebody asks you, you're at a party and they say, so what do you do? And you say, I work for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And they go, what do you do for them and why do you work there? What do you tell them?
I'm a consultant. I go out and listen. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not going to pitch product down your throat. I mean, listen, I work for the greatest company out there. We sell the best product. The product sells itself. I'm simply going to come back to you again. What do you want? Let's just develop a friendship, a bond, that rapport. Let's get you what you need. I'm going to be pretty transparent. We're going to have a conversation. You have a problem. I have a solution. Let's sit down and let's get to that. And let's just have fun while we do it.
Yeah, that's smart. Because look, in our industries and, you know, radio and your industry and siding and some of that, sometimes we get a bad rep. You know, it's a, you know, used car sales guy. You trying to sell me?
Mm-hmm.
I like you being a consultant and trying to figure out what your issues are and make you more comfortable and you know what keeps you up at night, that kind of stuff is I think where you and I can say, look, we're there to help and figure out what the problems are. So this time of year busy for you?
Absolutely. Yep.
It is.
Mm-hmm. From pretty much from March all the way through the summer. You know, July slows down a little bit. Everyone's
sure.
Going on vacation, things like that. But yeah, between March and October, we just rock and roll. It keeps us on our toes.
And you guys install year-round.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? For the guys that wait till October and say, well, man, it's going to start getting cold mid-October. I want these in now. Well, it's now. It's all, you know, it's 6 to 8 weeks maybe. But don't worry about it because 24/7, certainly not every day, but mm-hmm. you guys throughout 12 months will install unless it's like it was that night at the President's Club where it's 35 below.
You're that day we won't do it, no. So it's going to be lightning is pretty much our biggest, driving rain, lightning, or air temperatures below 0 degrees. So that doesn't happen very often in the years I've been doing this. I think I've had 3 installs not go the way they're supposed to go because of weather.
That's it.
That's it.
Hey, they've got a great deal going on. Again, PellaWI.com. Entry Door Envy is the name of it's the radio spot right now that Gina's on, and I liked it. $250 off or 0% financing for 4 years on entry doors. And again, when you talk to Gary, 95% of what I'm selling is what kind of wood entry door are you selling? 95%
wood, wood grain fiberglass.
Yeah, it's a great product, right?
That's a beautiful product.
How many colors? A zillion?
Oh, you can get different stains. You can go up to 8, 10 different stains. We can do 10 different paints. I mean, you want it, we got it for you.
Yeah. And that certainly curb appeal is. Are you finding people are getting more creative and colorful with those doors? Because it used to be everybody had a brown door.
Yeah.
Everybody just had that solid brown door. And now you drive through neighborhoods, there's reds and yellows. And
I noticed a lot of red doors. A
lot of red doors.
Yeah, right. And someone told me there's actually a reason for that. But there's a lot of doors that are like kind of burgundy or red doors. A lot of them.
Yeah, you're finding that too?
We do. And actually, yellow is becoming a real popular color. You get that vibrancy collection where everyone just wants that door to pop. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a Pella door, it's going to pop regardless. What color, if it's brown, white, blue,
sure,
doesn't really matter. But, well, yes, they like that curb appeal.
Mike needs Kelly Green.
I've tried to get something, Kelly. You know, I'm 100% Irish, and every time I bring that up, I get turned down. And normally, if it's just my wife and I might be able to win that fight. But, you know, when I had Mandy there, she was like, no, not a good idea. When we had the guys at Bayview, they were like, no, not a good idea. I don't know what's going on. You're an Irish guy. You need some green on your house, right?
Yeah.
No doubt.
To each their own.
to each. You're heading out to play in a golf outing?
Going up north to play in a golf outing.
Yeah, can you hit them long and straight?
You know, sometimes they go where I want. Yeah, I fortunately they go more straight than they do off to the side.
But, really?
You know, yeah, I play pretty decently.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget about our golf outing, July 17th.
Yeah, I'm. I believe that I am back in as I'm working with this beautiful blonde.
And all you Nary members, remember to bring your $5 bill. Yes. You're all paying.
Because his wife and I work the hole together. I hit the ball, and she collects the money. And Deb Emmons, who still will not come in studio with me, by the way, and I'm not sure why, but she won't, she walks up and says, give me $5. And that's it. And they go, okay, here's the five. What's it for? All you got to do is beat this guy. I don't play. So it's pretty easy to beat my shot. You going to come to the golf outing?
I was just going to actually bring that up. So, friends of the program, do I get a free entry into the tournament?
No, because the money's for. But it's you got to be a Nary member. It's a fundraiser for the foundation, and
that would be great. Maybe we can work with Gina on that. Maybe she can kind of get us in there.
Gina can play.
She can. Yeah.
She hits the ball pretty well, from what I hear. So maybe we get a foursome. And when you get to the par three and you see me standing there, just get a $5 bill on. Deb M is going to say, "Hey," and if you don't know what the Nary Foundation does. Man, look, they do some great work, man.
We'll make it a 20, not a 5. We'll make it a 20.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the tape on this thing and make sure that he
keep
knows.
Keep the tape, and let's get Gina listening in. Gina can plug us up with a foursome.
Download the pod right now.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe what she'll do is make this a contest. She'll put a foursome up with the four guys that are selling the most windows up until then.
How about that?
Now you got to go to work.
She loves us.
Now you got to go to work.
I'll be back at it on Monday.
PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Again, entry door envy going on right now. $250 off the door or 0% financing for 4 years. Bingo, thanks a lot. It's good to see you.
Great to be here.
Gary, safe travels. Go hit them long.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.